Okay, good work, everybody. Nice to see you all. Parshas Chayesara really addresses and deals with two different storylines, and really one and the same at the very same time. Parshas Chayesara deals with Avram Avinu's kinyan of Maras Machpelah, Avram Avinu's purchase of the Maras Machpelah, and number two, Avram Avinu's sending his servant Eliezer to find a wife for his son Yitzchak. Perek Chav Dalet, which you have in front of you, is Shlichus Eliezer Limto Ish El Yitzchak, Avram Avinu's Shlichus, his mission, sending Eliezer to find a wife for Yitzchak. As we all know, a basic precept in Torah Shebichzav is that nothing is extraneous, nothing is superfluous. There's not an extra letter, not an extra word. Nothing at all is extra. And of course, that begs the question, Parshas Chayesara, as to why the details and the story of Eliezer finding a wife for Yitzchak, of course that is Rivka, is repeated twice. Not only does it occur in real time, as the Torah describes Avram Avinu in his advanced age, speaking to Eliezer, preparing him to send him on the mission, explaining to him exactly what he should be looking for in a wife, but more than that, when Eliezer completes his mission, accomplishes his mission, finds this wonderful woman called Rivka, who will wed and be married to Yitzchak, the entire story is repeated a second time when Eliezer tells Lavan exactly the story, the events, blow by blow, and each and every single item, each and every single fact, each and every single detail is repeated again. Chazal note this problem. And Rashi famously quotes it in this week's parasha that the reason for the repetition of the entire story twice, as we'll read, is Yafesi Chasan Shel Avdei Avos Yoser Mitorasan Shel Banim. The sichos, the discussions, the conversations, the dialogue of Avdei Avos, of the servants of the Avos, i.e. Eliezer, is even more important than Torasan Shel Banim, is even more important than the Torah of the next generation, is more important than the Torah of the Avos. Now, that begs an understanding, begs an explanation. How could it be that the Sicha of Avdei Avos, that the conversations, the dialogue, that events which transpire, and what it was that Eliezer actually did to find a wife for his master's son, for Yitzchak Avinu, is so critical, is so important that it has to be written twice? You know, we learn Hilchos Shabbos from diukim, from extraneous words in Psukim. The Lamed Tes Melachos are not articulated. We only know that from Torah Shebal Peh. Hilchos Tumah V'Tara are not written almost noticeably in the Torah. And here we go out of great lengths to recount an entire story, what it was that occurred. And we today will try to decipher, explain, to analyze, elucidate why this story is written twice. So you see in front of you, Perek Chav Dalet. What I'd like to do is read exactly what happened and share with you the details of what it was that Avram told Eliezer, and then we'll see how Eliezer recounted the story to Lavan. And what I'd like to look at very, very carefully, and you'll see the bolded words in front of you, did Eliezer actually recount and retell the story exactly how it happened or not? And maybe, maybe we will be able to uncover and unlock the secret as to why the entire story is written and repeated a second time. So let's start from Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, which you have in front of you, the column on the right. V'Avram Zakin Baba Yamin V'Hashem Beirach Es Avram Bakol. Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Aleph. Avram was advancing in age. He was blessed with everything. Bakol. V'Yomer Avram El Avdo Zakan Beso. Avram tells his Eved, of course that's Eliezer, who is not named in the entire parsha, question and discussion for a different time. Simno yadcha tachas yirechi. Avram tells Eliezer that he's going to take a swear. Simno yadcha tachas yirechi. Place your hand by my thigh. Vashpiach abashem elokei ashmayim elokei aretz. I'm going to swear, and you will swear in the name of God. Asher lo sikach ish livnim bimnos haknani. Asher anochi yoshe birkoibo. Here we are. Avram says to Eliezer, we are living in Eretz Canaan. Lech lecha me'aretzcha. We have made it to the land of Canaan, but I don't want my son to marry a woman from Canaan. Rather, where do I want this woman to be from? Pasuk Dalet says explicitly. It's in bold. Ki el artzi velmoladeti seilech. You know where I want you to go, Eliezer? I want you to go back to my homeland, to my place of origin. Me artzecha mimoladetecha. Exactly the place where Avram was told by God to leave and to emigrate to Eretz Yisrael. He's now telling his servant Eliezer, I want you to go back there. I want you to go all the way back to where I'm from, to my land, to my place of origin. And from there, I would like you to find a wife for my son Yitzchak. And as the Mefarshim explained, the Ran explains that the reason that he was uninterested in marrying off his son Yitzchak to a woman from Canaan is because he understood that the women in his hometown, the place of Haran where he left, their midos and their character and their attributes were the finest, and thus that's who he wanted his son to marry. That was more important. Even though, as the Ran says, halalu avdei avada zarah, halalu avdei zarah. What's the difference where he marries off his son to? All of the women of that time were idol worshippers. What was he so interested and so passionate telling Eliezer in Pasuk Dal, ki el artzi vel moladeti teilech, because he understood and he knew that what's most appropriate, what's most critical, what's part of the DNA of every single Jewish family is proper attributes and proper midos, and thus ki el artzi vel moladeti teilech. And Eliezer is given this very, very important mission. And Eliezer is concerned and he's nervous. And in Pasuk K, he asks Avram Avinu, maybe I'll be successful in finding a woman. But who says that she'll travel back with me to Eretz Canaan? Asks Eliezer, Ulay lo sova isha lelechas achar l'artz azos. Ha-hashiv ha-shives bincha l'artz asher yatzos misham. Can I leave your son Yitzchak there? Can I leave him back in Haran el Artsi v'moladati? Can I leave him back where we are from? And to this question, Avram responds in Pasuk Vav. Vayomer Elav Avram, he shamer lacha, pentoshev es b'ni shama. Don't leave my son stranded there. Not even marrying one of the women of Haran. I want my son returning to Eretz Yisrael, as it says in Pasuk Zayin. Hashem Elokei Hashemayim, asher lekachani mebeis avi me'eretz moladati. God Almighty, who has taken me away from the land of the place of my origin. Vasher Dibeli, who has spoken to me, Vasher Nishbali, who has promised me, saying, Lizarach etenes artzazos hu yishlach malacha lefanecha, vilakachta isha livni misham. God promised me, lech lecha me'artzecha, umimoladetecha me'beis avichal artzasherecha, vavarcha shmecha, ve'yeh bracha, everything will be good, you'll have blessing and promise, spiritually, physically, you'll have everything you need. Don't leave my son in Haran. The mission is for you to leave Eretz Yisrael, to leave Eretz Canaan, to go to Haran. There you'll find a wife for my son Yitzchak, but don't even think or contemplate or entertain a possibility of them being married and living in Haran. They must return to Eretz Yisrael. And that's exactly what Eliezer understands from Avram Avinu. Pasuk Ches, Vim lo sov ha'isha lelechas acharecha. And if this woman, who may be interested in marrying Yitzchak, but she's uninterested in returning to Canaan, v'nikisa mishuasi zos, rak es b'ni lo sashiv shama. One thing I tell you, says Avram, don't leave my son there. Make sure they return. So here, if you see in front of you, we have a series of 8 psukim. 4 of them I have bolded. And those are the points that Avram makes very clearly. Point number 1, Avram makes, that has to be understood, is Pasuk Dala. Ki el artzi v'moladeti teilech. It's in bold in front of you. Go back to my homeland, to my place of origin. From there you'll find a woman who will be married to Yitzhak. Pasuk Vav. He shamalcha pentoshev es b'ni shama. Don't even think, entertain, contemplate leaving my son there. And Pasuk Ches, it's repeated again, Rak es b'ni lo sashev shama, do not have my son stay there, don't allow him to remain in Haran. And the 4th thing in Pasuk Zayin that Avram stresses is that the reason that Yitzchak cannot remain behind in Haran is because Hashem promised me, Asher lekachani mibeis avi meretz malalati, God promised me that I will immigrate to the land of Israel, to Canaan, and no way and no how will I remain in Haran. Hashem took me out, removed me from Haran. These are the 4 opening statements that Avram Avinu makes to Eliezer. And that's the story. That's exactly what happens. Now, take a look at the way Eliezer describes to Lavan the conversation that he originally had with Avram Avinu. And you skip ahead, and this is in the recapitulation of the story. After the events occurred, after Eliezer finds this wife for Yitzhak, whose name is Rivka, and we'll read and we'll learn the details of how it is that he exactly found Rivka. But if you go and repeat exactly in the Torah to see what happens, and you ask yourself, why does the Torah repeat this story a second time? Take a look. There's some unique and important differences. Take a look in Pasuk Lamed Ches. As Eliezer describes what it was exactly that Avraham Avinu told him. Pasuk Lamed Ches says, Im lo el beis avi telech vel mishpachti vilakachta isha livni. Now if you look in those bolded words in front of you, Perek Chavdalad, Pasuk Lamed Ches, is that really what Avram told Eliezer? Did Avram tell Eliezer, Im lo el beis avi telech vel mishpachti, go to my father's home and to my family? Absolutely not. What does the pasuk say? Pasuk dalet. Ki el artzi vel molareti telech. You'll go back to my country, to my place of origin. Avram didn't say a word about returning to his family and to his father's home. So why is it, I ask you, that Eliezer changes the language of Avram when he explains to Eliezer what it was that Avram told him? He didn't say, Im lo el beis avi telech vel mishpachti velakachta isha livni. So why is it that Eliezer, when he's speaking to Lavan, and speaking to Bisuel, speaking to Rivka's brother, and speaking to Rivka's father, does he veer and change the words of his master Avram? And Eved, of course, has to do exactly what his master told him. Kol mashe kana eved kana rabo. An eved has no independence. An eved has no sense of self. An eved's entire responsibility is to do exactly what his master says. And already we see at the outset, as Eliezer speaks to Lavan and Bisuel, he changes the words of Avram Avinu. Because as Avram Avinu says, Ki el artzi vel molareti telech, he tells Eliezer, go back to my homeland, to my place of origin. And here you see, in Pasuk Lamed Ches, he doesn't say that. He tells Bisuel and he tells Lavan, Im lo el beis avi telech vel mishpachti. I want you to return to my family, to my home, to my people, and to my father's home. Point number one. However, take a look now again at another change that exists in the way Eliezer describes what happened. Remember, Eliezer asks Avram, what will I do if this woman doesn't want to return with me? And here again, that's repeated. Va'omar el Adoni, Pasuk Lamed Ches, Ulai lo seilach ish achrei. Maybe this woman won't want to follow me. Says Avram Avinu, as quoted by Eliezer, who's reporting the story to Bisuel and to Lavan, Vayom Elai, Hashem asher hisalachti lefanav yishlach malachu itach. God will take care of you. God will protect you. He will send a malach. V'yitzliach darkecha v'lakachta isha livni mimishpachin bebeis avi. You will find a woman from my family, from my home. Is that really what Avram responded to Eliezer? Take a look back in real time. What did Avram respond to Eliezer? He shamer lacha pentoshves b'ni shama. Make sure you don't allow my son to stay there. Avram tells Eliezer in no uncertain terms twice, both in Pasuk Vav as well as Pasuk Ches, rak es b'ni lo seishev shama. You see the bolded words twice. Avram is explicit. He's exclaiming this, not once but twice. He shamer lacha rak es b'ni lo seishev shama. Don't allow my son to stay there. And if you take a look again in Perek Chavdalet, as Eliezer speaking to Bisuel and to Lavan, he does not tell them that statement of Avram Avinu. He does not tell Lavan, he does not tell Bisuel that Avram told me that my son shouldn't stay there. All Eliezer says is, don't worry, everything will be okay. My master told me, Avram Avinu told me, Hitzliach darkecha v'lakach le'isha livni mimishpach mibeis avi. More than that, in Pasuk Mem Aleph, which you have in front of you, Eliezer continues speaking to Lavan and Bisuel. And what does he say? Oz tinoki me'olasi, ki saval mishpachti v'mlo yitnu lach v'yisi noki me'olasi. As long as you do what you are supposed to do, you will be free. You will be relieved. You will be cleansed of the oath that you made. Don't worry. Everything will be okay. You have nothing to be concerned about, Eliezer reports to Lavan and to Bisuel. but he doesn't say a word about that at all. So you see two very, very significant differences in the way that Eliezer reports the story back to Lavan and Besuel as opposed to the way that the story occurred. A third distinction. If you take a look again at the beginning of Perek Chavdal, Pasuk Zayin, Hashem Elokei Hashemayim, what is the words that Avram tells Eliezer? Hashem Elokei Hashemayim, God, the Master of Heaven, Asher lekachani mi beis avyu me'eretz molarati. God took me out. God removed me from the place of my origin and the home of my father. If you take a look, that's not anything that Eliezer tells Lavan and Besuel. He doesn't say that. He leaves that out. He omits that. He deletes that. He says nothing about the fact that God told Avram Avinu to leave Charan. He doesn't say a word about that. All that Eliezer tells Lavan and Besuel in a very pithy statement is that my master, Vayishbiyani Adonai Lemar, Lo Sikach Isha Levri Mimnosa Kenani Asheni Yochashir Bekirba. My master Avram has told me not to take a wife from the women amongst who we live, the Canaanite women. Rather, what should I do? Go back to my place of my father's home and to my family. And from there I will find a wife. And Avram Avinu, the way Eliezer reports it, is quite different and drastically changes exactly the details as to what Avram articulated to Eliezer. So even though it's true, the story is repeated twice. In the recapitulation of the story, as I've just noted, we've seen three significant differences. So yes, yafe sichason shel avdei avos yosef mitarason shebanim. And therefore the story is repeated twice. But we need to read and understand why it is that Eliezer changes, veers from the words of his master. But it's not just those differences. Let's continue. And you'll see many other significant differences. Pasuk Yud Beis, and this is in the original, real time, as to what occurred. Vayomer Hashem Elokei Adoni Avraham. This is Eliezer. He's on his mission. He's set out on his journey. What does he say? God Almighty, Eliezer prays to God. Do kindness, please God. Do some good kindness with me, my master Avram. And he says this twice in Pasuk Yud Beis and in Pasuk Yud Dalet. The woman who will come out and will offer me her jug of water and will say drink and also will offer my camels to drink. I will know that you did a righteousness, a kindness with my master. So twice Eliezer, when he's offering a prayer, when he's being mispalel, when he is using the possibility of finding this woman, he asks God, do please a chesed. If you take a look again, the way the story is repeated, the way Eliezer comes to Lavan and Besuel, he says nothing about any chesed. Look what the pasuk says. V'temai, and the Torah tells us in the recapitulation of the story. Pasuk Mem Dalet. Va'amre Eli, the woman said to me, it's Rivka, Gam Atasha Seva Gam Gomalach Eshov, Hi Haisha Sheochachta Hashem Leven Adoni. I said that I know the woman who will come and will offer me to drink and my camels to drink. This is the woman that will be proven to be the wife of my master's son. Nothing about doing chesed. Nothing about Eliezer's prayer. The next pasuk tells us, when Eliezer tells Lavan and Besuel exactly what happened, ani terem achala ledaber, as soon as I was speaking, vine Rivka yotzis v'chad al shichma, I all of a sudden see this woman Rivka with a jug on her shoulder, vateired ha'oina, she's going down to the well, vatisha v'omra eleh hashkina, and what does she do? She offers me to drink. Why is it that Eliezer doesn't tell Lavan and doesn't tell Besuel exactly what happened in the real-time story? Twice, if you take a look in Pasuk Yud Beis and Pasuk Yud Dalet, bolded in front of you, Eliezer stresses, Vose chesed im Adoni Avram, do kindness, please, God, with me, with my master Avram. Ki asisa chesed im Adoni. Why does Eliezer say nothing about kindness, nothing about the righteousness, nothing about his tefillah, nothing about his prayer? That's so crucial and so critical. He says it twice in real time. In the beginning of the story, when the story was occurring, in Pesukim Yud Beis and Yud Dalet, and he says nothing about it. All he does in the story is tell that this woman, as soon as I was speaking, and as soon as I turned my head, this woman by the name of Rivka came my way. Let's continue the story. The bottom in Pasuk Yurches, Vatomer Shesei Adoni, Rivka tells Eliezer, please, my master, drink. Vatemayr Vateret Kadal Yada Vateshkeo, and she gave for Eliezer to drink. Vatechel Hashkoso. And as Rivka finished giving Eliezer to drink, and Eliezer finished drinking, I'm at the top of the page in the second column, Pasuk Yutes, in the bolded words, Gam Ligmalecha Eshov. Also, please allow me to pour for your camels. Ad im kilu lishtos, until they are finished drinking. Vatimaher vatad kadal ashokas vataret odal aber lishtos vatishulachog malav. What does Rivka do? She runs with her jug to the well and to make sure that she fills up the jugs again to allow all of the camels to drink. Pasuk chaf aleph. Vihaish mishta. Eliezer is stunned. He's amazed. He's overwhelmed. He's shocked. Ladas ha'itzliach Hashem darko imo, he sees that the mission has come to fruition. Everything that he had hoped would come true would come true. The idea that he had, the nichush, the possibility that he said that the woman who will come and will offer me and my camels to drink, she is the woman who is chosen for my master's son, for Yitzchak. Indeed, that's exactly what occurred. This woman by the name of Rivka comes and offers him and all of his camels to drink. And as soon as the ish, as soon as Eliezer sees this, what does he do? Vayhi kasher kilo agmalim lishtos. As soon as the gemalim finish drinking, vayika ha'ish nezem zahav. Eliezer takes out a beautiful golden piece of jewelry. Beka mishkalo ushneit smidim al yadea asara zav mishkalam. An overwhelming, beautiful piece of gold. So powerful and so unique. And clearly this is what he will use as a ring to give to Rivka to marry her Avram's son, Yitzchak. But who is this woman? Who is he giving this ring to? Who is he giving this nose ring to propose to marry his master's son, Yitzchak? He then asks her, Vayomer bas miat. He sees all of this occurring. He gives her the ring. And only after that does he say, well, who are you? Who are you the daughter of? Hagidina hayesh beis avicha makom lano lalin. Do you have a place where we could stay? Do you have a place where we could stay overnight? I've traveled all the way from Haran to Canaan. And what does she respond? Vatomer elav. The daughter responds, Bas Besuel Anochi. She still doesn't give her name. I am the daughter of Besuel. Ben Milka asher yolda lenachor. Here I am, the son of Besuel. And Milka, who has given birth to Nahor, a relative of Avram Avinu. Avram's brother is Nahor. Vatomer elav, and Rivka responds, Gam teven, gam mispo ravi manu gam makom lalun. Don't worry, we have everything and anything you need. We have straw, we have a place for you to rest, we have a place for you to sleep. And in response to this, Pasuk Chavav, Vayikor Ha'ish Vishtachav Al Hashem, he bows down and he recognizes that everything has come to fruition, so much so that again, he elicits a tefillah, prayer, Vayomer Baruch Hashem Elokei Adoni Avram, Ashelov Chazdo V'Amito Me'im Hashem. God, you didn't leave me stranded. You didn't leave me out in the lurks, but you have provided me with chesed and emes, goodness, kindness, and truth. Anochi baderach nachani Hashem beis achi Adon, you have found me and you have allowed me to return exactly to where I was supposed to come, to my family's home. I'm going to marry your son, my master's son, back into the home of the family, to the house of Nahor. Let's take a look how exactly these events are repeated. When Eliezer meets Besuel and recapitulates the story again, let's take a look and see if this is how the events are reported, exactly how they occurred or not. If you take a look on the bottom, Pasuk Mem Zion, the last Pasuk in the column in front of you, what does Eliezer tell Lavan and Besuel? Ve'esholosa, and I asked her, what's her name? Va'omar bas miat, who are you the daughter of? Va'tomer bas Besuel ben Nachar shel yolda lo Milka. You know who I am? I am the daughter of Bisuel, who is the son of Nahor. Is that what she said? Absolutely not. Go back up and take a look. Who did she say she is this daughter of? The Torah tells us, Bas Bisuel Anochi. I am the daughter of Bisuel. She doesn't say anything immediately about who Bisuel's father is. Take a look here, what exactly it is that she says. Bas Bisuel ben Nahor, asher yolda lo Milka. She stresses that she's the daughter of Bisuel, who is the son of Nahor. She references her father and her grandfather immediately at the outset, without saying who her mother is until later. Asher yolda lo Milka, Milka gave birth to Nahor. So why is it that Eliezer changes what Rivka says? Rivka didn't say, Bas Bisuel ben Nahor, she yolda lo Milka. She didn't say it like that. Look exactly again how she said it. She said, what's your name? Bas Bisuel Anochi, ben Milka, she yolda lo Nahor. She switches it's reversed the way Eliezer reports the story. What Rivka says is, I am the daughter of Bisuel ben Milka, who was given birth to Nahor. As opposed to here in the Torah tells us that she stresses right away, I am the daughter of Bisuel, who is the son of Nahor. But even more significant, in the very same pasuk, after Eliezer tells Bisuel and Lavan that I asked this woman who she is, Va'asim hanezem al apa, vatsmidim al yada. Then I took out the ring, then I took out the jewelry, and I placed it into her hand. Is that true? Remember, and take a look. The way that it occurred in real time is the first thing that Eliezer did is he gave her the jewelry. Only after he gave her the jewelry, in Pasuk Chav Gimel, does he say, who are you? Who are you the daughter of? What's your name? Pasuk Chav Beis says that Eliezer, immediately upon seeing the incredible events which took place, he was so stunned and overwhelmed and amazed that the mission came to fruition, that immediately he took out the jewelry and gave it to her. And only after that did he ask her who she is. But when the story is repeated to Eliezer, to Lavan and Bisuel, that's not what he says. First, he tells her in Pasuk Mem Zayin, I asked her who she is and who she is the daughter of, and only then did I give her the jewelry. So again, we must ask the question, why is it that Eliezer veers from what it was said in the story originally in real time? And finally, if you take a look at the top of the page in the second column, the way that Eliezer describes what took place, Ve'ekor ve'shtachav el Hashem, when I saw that this occurred, I bowed, I prayed to Hashem, Asher hinchani b'derech emes, who has taken me on the path of truth. What did Eliezer say on top? In the real time, he didn't just say emes, but rather he said, Chesed ve'emes. Asher laws of chazdo ve'amito me'es Hashem, stressing both righteousness and truth, both kindness and truth. That's what happened in real time. But here, when he repeats the story to Lavan and Bisuel, Asher hinchani b'derech emes, who has taken me along a path of truth. I have just shown you close to 10 significant differences between what actually occurred and the way that Eliezer describes to Lavan and Bisuel what happened. So although we understand, as Chazal tell us, that the reason for the repetition of the story is Yafes Sichason Shel Avdei Avos Yoser Mitarason Shel Banim, because the dialogue is so critical. The communication and the conversation of Avdei Avos, the servants of Avos, is so important that the Torah has to repeat it twice. But it's much more than that. It seems that we're learning something much more significant. And that is that the story is not just repeated a second time. But rather, we need to understand why is it that Eliezer veers so drastically and so significantly from what occurred. Maybe that's the Yafes Sichason Shel Avdei Avos. Maybe we could learn from what it was that Eliezer changed the story, that we could learn something critical and important. I don't know if any of you have ever been involved in trying to make a shidduch. But a shadchan, and not just a shadchan, But anybody who's dealing with people and different parties has to know and understand what to repeat, how to repeat, what to say, and what not to say. I need to decide the way to express what was said to a third party carefully. Because if I say something that I shouldn't say, or if I don't say something that I should say, the entire shidduch can fall apart. And more than that, not just when it comes to shidduchim, but it comes to all aspects of communication. One has to be very, very careful as to how to express oneself, especially in the name of another party, very carefully. What we're learning from Eliezer as the shadchan, he's looking to marry off the most exceptional, the most successful, the most sought after bachelor, the most sought after chassan, Yitzchak, the son of Avraham Avinu, the house of Avraham. Who wouldn't want to marry into this home? Who wouldn't want to marry Yitzchak? But Eliezer needs to be very careful to make sure that he finds the right woman. And when he sees Rivka and he notices and recognizes that this is the one, and everything I had hoped to come would come true came true, he needs to make sure to secure the deal. And you know how you secure the deal? It's by being very careful. What do you say, how to say, when to say, who to say it to. And now take a look exactly how Eliezer speaks to Lavan and to Besuel, and you'll see how smart, how careful he is. And take a look, and this is the opening pasuk on the top of the page, as Eliezer introduces himself, knocking on the door of Lavan and Besuel, after he finds this woman. Vayomer Eved Avraham Anochi. The first thing that Eliezer says is, I'm just an Eved. Eved Avraham Anochi. And you'll see momentarily how wise I am. And if you think I'm unique and I'm special, I'm just an Eved in the house of Avram. Can you imagine the son of Avram Avinu? Can you imagine the family of Avram Avinu? Eved Avram Anochi introduced himself in very plain clothed citizen. I'm an Eved. I'm a servant. And look what has occurred. And if me as the Eved, as the servant of Avram Avinu, sees such miraculous, incredible events take place, imagine what it's like to marry into the house of Avram Avinu. And take a look in Psukim Lamed Hey and Lamed Vav, his introductory words to Lavan and Besuel. Look how wise, how careful, how sharp Eliezer is. He says to him, Vayomer, Vashem Beirach Es Adoni Meod, God has blessed my master greatly. Vayigdal, vayitin lo tzon, uvakar v'chesed v'zah, v'avadim u'shvachos u'gmalim v'chamorim. We have all of the physical needs in the world. We have all of the everything possible. We have kesev v'zav, we have gold and silver. Avadim v'shvachos, slaves and maidservants. Gmalim v'chamorim, all types of cattle. Avram Avinu is home, are very, very wealthy. We have everything that we need. My master's wife, Sarah, gave birth to Yitzchak at a very ripe old age. And they've given him everything. Don't think that there are a lot of children in the home. There's one son, and there's a lot of money there. You will be very, very wise to marry into this home. So Eliezer at the outset makes it very clear that he has a very sweet offer and a sweet deal to have his daughter and his sister, Lavan and Besuel, marry the son of Avram and Sarah. They only have one son. He's their prized son. There's a lot of wealth and riches, and there's the only one who's going to inherit all of this. It's Yitzchak Avinu. And then Eliezer continues and says to them, Imlo el beis avi telech vel mishpachti. Remember, as I showed you above, that's not what Avram told Eliezer. He never said once, return to the house of my family, to the house of my father. He said, go back to el eretzi vel molareti. But Eliezer changes because he's trying to stress that Avram Avinu is looking to marry back into his family. He wants the house of Lavan and Besuel. He wants to marry back into his brother's family's home, that's Nachor. And Eliezer says, that's what my master Avram of wants. Imlo al beis avi telech vel mishpachti. I want you to go back to my home, to my brother's house, to my brother's children. El Beis Aviv El Mishpachti Vilakachta Ish Livni. That's who I want my son to marry. And of course, now you'll recognize why it is that Avraham Avinu never ever said anything about Lo Sashiv Es Bini Shama. As he said above to Eliezer, make sure that you don't leave my son there. Hisham Lecha Pentashiv Es Bini Shama. Rak Es Bini Lo Seishiv Shama. He stressed that twice to Eliezer. But Eliezer understands, just because Avram told that to me doesn't mean that I have to repeat that. How am I going to secure the deal? How am I going to finish the shidduch? How am I going to make sure that Eliezer is going to be able to marry off Yitzchak to Rivka? Not by saying that I don't want him ever staying in their house. Not by saying that I don't ever want Yitzchak to stay and to live in Haran. They're not going to give up their Rivka because they're never going to see her again. Yitzchak will never come back to visit. Im lo el beis avi telech vel mishpachti. Therefore, Eliezer stresses that you know what my master wants. My master only wants to marry into your family. And Eliezer very, very carefully, very appropriately leaves out the details of what it was that Avram told him, not stressing to tell them not to leave my son back in Haran. And that's the reason why Avram again and Eliezer again never tells him what it was that God promised him to go back to Canaan. He never says a word about that, as he does in the beginning of the parsha when Avram Avinu tells Eliezer, Hashem Elokei Hashemayim Asher Lekachani Bebeis Avi Meretz Moladiti. God removed me from my house of origin. God took me out of my land. Eliezer says nothing of that to Lavan and Besuel, and therefore you see Eliezer's wisdom, his very careful mouth, and his ability to be able to secure the ultimate shidduch, Yitzchak and Rivka, by very carefully, very methodically articulating exactly what it was that has to be said, not saying an extra word and not stressing things that Avram Avinu told him that he did not think would be appropriate to repeat. And therefore you could continue and you'll see that he continues to follow this pattern. And in terms of the order of events that took place, so what did we see that takes place in real time? When Eliezer saw that this woman by the name of Rivka was the right one, he immediately takes out the beautiful golden jewelry. And only after that does he ask, who are you? Who are you? What's your home? Who's your father? That's what it takes place in real time. But when Eliezer speaks to Lavan, it wouldn't be wise to say that I just gave her a ring and then I asked her her name. That would look like he's desperate. It would look like he just threw jewelry at her, and only then did he ask her who she is, that he didn't really care about her. But Eliezer understands, in order to secure the shidduch, in order to make sure that Rivka will marry Yitzchak, in order to make sure that Rivka's brother Lavan and Rivka's father Besuel will be impressed and not think that this Yitzchak is some sort of difficult person, and therefore they'll do anything to marry him off to somebody, he says very carefully in Pasuk Mem Zayin, Ve'eshal Osav Amar Basmiat, who are you the daughter of? And she responds. And only then after does Eliezer know who she is, does he then place the Nezem Al Apa Vatzmidim Al Yadea, does he give her the necklace, does he give her the bracelet, and does he give her the ring? Because Eliezer recognizes that I can't exactly repeat the story how it occurred, because that's not going to be smart. And then he says something, and then he quotes Rivka differently. Rivka didn't say when she was asked, Bas Besuel Benachor. But Eliezer changes and veers the story to stress that this woman, Rivka, is so proud of her lineage that she says, Bas Besuel Benachor Shel Yalda Lo Milka. She stresses the importance of her family to show her father and her brother how proud Rivka is of her family. So he even changes Rivka's words. Not only does he change his Avram words, but he changes Rivka's words. And he does it a second time as well, because Rivka says to Eliezer, you know, do you want to come over? Gam teven, gam mispo ravi manu, gam makam alun. We have so much to offer you. You could come sleep over. We have straw, we have food, we have plenty of space. Not once does Eliezer, when he repeats the story to Lavan and Besuel, say that line. He doesn't tell Lavan and Besuel that Rivka offered food and board, because that wouldn't make Rivka look too good, that she was just offering a place to stay and food to eat. She didn't even know who this person was. Imagine your daughter just invites somebody over, this older man, and you don't know who he is. That wouldn't be smart for Eliezer to repeat to Lavan and Bethuel, and therefore he omits that line. So Eliezer very carefully, very judiciously, very, very articulately changes the words of Avram, or doesn't quote Avram directly, and changes the words of Rivka, not quoting her directly, not adding something that doesn't have to be added to secure and to make sure that this takes place. And finally, you see another difference. As opposed to the real-time story in the beginning of Perek Avdalet, where you see Avram Avinu using the word chesed over and over again, he doesn't use that word at all in the second time in the recapitulation of the story. In Pasuk Yud Beis, Vose chesedim Adoni, ki asisa chesedim Adoni, ashelos of chazdo v'amito. Eliezer is asking God for a lot of chesed, a lot of righteousness. That's not repeated in the story to Lavan and Bethuel because Eliezer doesn't want to make it look like a chesed case. Doesn't want to make it look like, it was just God's kindness and righteousness which allowed everything to come out well. Everything to come to fruition perfectly. Eliezer wants to make this emes, asher hinchani b'derech emes. You have told me the truth. And therefore, Eliezer does not use the word chesed, kindness, righteousness, the way he did four times in the real-time story, because he wants to show love and a Bethuel who may not be people be impressed with chesed, but rather they'll be impressed with emes. And therefore, as opposed to using both words chesed and emes, which he uses in the original story, he only uses the word asher hinchani baderech emes. This approach is the approach of the Abarbanel, which I have shared. And if you take a look at the bottom, the Abarbanel explains that this is the reason to explain not just why the story is repeated twice, but to stress that in the repetition of the story, we learn 10 unique changes. And this is the genius, the wisdom, the care and the concern of how to speak, what to tell, what not to tell. Eliezer didn't lie. He didn't change anything. He just didn't say certain things that Avram Avinu said. He didn't say certain things to Lavan and Bethuel that Rivka said, because he knew that that could alter or that could change Lavan and Bethuel's thinking about this potential shidduch. Take a look in the words of the Abarbanel. I have it. You have it in front of you on the bottom of the page of it. Hisbonei b'divrei Eliezer. Look carefully at the words of Eliezer, v'sipuro, and the story. Umimenu teida, and from there you will know and learn. Lama nichta vasipur kafel b'tor. Why is the story repeated twice in the Torah? Shehine hayazel haros chachmas Eliezer. It's to show the wisdom of Eliezer. Vitov daito, and his wisdom, his thoughtfulness. Bidvar masher shina midvar masher shkaru, that he changed and he veered the events which occurred and its repetition. Mimashe siper lahem. Eliezer changed the story just a bit. Vuhamram b'medrash, and this is the meaning of the medrash. Yafes sichason shel avdei avos mitarason shabanim. Sharei kama gufei tor nitnu miramiza. Many halachos are told through a hint. V'ilu parshas Eliezer kfulu mechuperas. The story of Eliezer and his mission is repeated twice. Shiratzu bazeh. What is the Torah stressing and teaching us? Shenichfala osa parsha, that the story is written twice. Laharos amim behasarim yofi sichasan shel Eliezer eved Avram, to show the care and concern, the wisdom and the genius of Eliezer, the servant of Avram. Im b'mashashina b'davra Adonav, the fact that sometimes he altered the words of his master. V'histir k'tzasam k'fiat zorech, and he omitted some of them when it was appropriate. And expressing, articulating, changing the details of the story as they occurred between him and Rivka. Eliezer did everything carefully, with a lot of wisdom. And this can only emerge. And that is the reason for the repetition of the parshos. The Barbanel goes on to explain the 10 shinuyim, the 10 changes in the repetition, the recapitulation of the story that I have just shared. We won't go through the exact words of the Barbanel, But if you take a look in the commentary of the Barmanel, which is in front of you, you'll see he expresses each of these differences the way I have expressed them moments ago. And again, the limud, the lesson of Parshas Chayesar and Perek Chavdalet is showing that it's not simply a repetition like we always think. It's not just a recapitulation. And it's not just a recounting of the story a second time. Because the Torah doesn't do that. The Torah doesn't just repeat facts. And certainly the Torah doesn't just repeat a story. Because the Torah doesn't even tell us an enormous amount about Hilchos Shabbos or Tumah Tara, many other halachas, which we learn from an extra vav or a missing vav, an extra word or a missing word. The Torah is very careful. There's nothing superfluous, nothing extraneous. So thus the Abarbanel explains that the reason that the story is repeated a second time is because there's a lesson in the second time to teach us how to deal with people, how to interact with others, what to repeat and how to repeat. Just because somebody tells me something doesn't mean that I should repeat it exactly the same way to that other person. The goal has to be here, to secure the shidduch between Yitzchak and Rivka. Eliezer has the wherewithal, the approach to understand what to say, how to say, when to say, who to say, what to omit, what to leave out, what to stress and what not to stress. And there's nothing that's changed without an appropriate approach, because Eliezer understands that the goal has to be to find a proper wife for Rivka, for Yitzchak. And Rivka is the one. And when he knows that Rivka is the one, he needs to deal with two very difficult characters. One's name is Lavan, the brother of Rivka. The other's name is Besuel, the father of Rivka. And they know that they're not going to be easy people to secure a deal with. And therefore, Eliezer carefully, methodically, and very, very appropriately uses some things that Avram says and some things that Rivka says. Doesn't use other things that Rivka says and other things that Avram says. And of course, this for us is a great, great lesson, because that's what Chazal tell us. Know what to say, how to say, when to say to another person. Don't just repeat things that you heard because somebody said it, but think it through carefully and judiciously to make sure that the goals can be reached and the story can reach its end and be concluded properly. This is what we learn from Eliezer. This is what we learn from Perek Chavdal of Parshas Bereishis. This is the mission of Eliezer, and this is the meaning of Chazal. Yafes sichason shel avos, yosem mitarason shel banim. Wishing everybody a wonderful week. Good vach.